Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show, where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You are very welcome along. This is episode 5, series 46 of the Daily Walking Podcast that tempts you away from your desk for a little lunchtime stroll. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, and over the last 45 and a half episodes, we've tried to work out how to be in the world, and it's not easy, let me tell you, but you know that. I mean, you're a human in the world, right? It's tough. And this series, we're talking about slow productivity. I tried to get away from the somewhat hectic speeding up that the workplace has been doing over the last few decades, and to think about whether actually it's time for a bit of a change of pace in the workplace, and whether it might actually be lovely to take the advice of Cal Newport and others to work at a natural pace, to have some busy days and some quiet days, to have some busy months and some quiet months, rather than a sort of never-ending hecticness, which sometimes is how it feels to work in a modern workplace. I was just chatting to some people today about working from home and how there's a certain sort of need to work from home now that we've all got used to it. Not everybody can. The job I used to do for the BBC would have been exceptionally tricky to do from home, and people who work for the BBC on live radio and live television can't do that really. But for many other people, and particularly knowledge workers who've been a bit of a focus this series, the work from home thing has become the way that we do our entire job, and would be odd not to do it anymore. People, I think, would find it very strange going into the office 5 days a week now, having done a bit of 2 or 3 days a week since the pandemic hit. But just in general, slow productivity says not only that we should work at a natural pace, but also that we can do fewer things, but that we can obsess over quality, try and do those things better. That's what we're talking about this series. I would be very much in favour of hearing your views on slow productivity. I think this series, I'm getting the impression people are enjoying hearing about it and don't have so many of their own views, because it is a specific topic that's been chosen and has a book written about it. It's not a generic topic like constancy that people have their own thoughts on. So perhaps we're not going to get very many of the alternative viewpoints this series, but that's okay. I shall endeavour to bring you what I can bring you from my own brain and those of people who've thought about these things even more than I have, i.e. Cal Newport, and I brought in Austin Kleon yesterday as well, another very bright spark who knows things about how to be in the world. I actually just read Austin's book again. It's a very short, easy to read book. It's called Show Your Work, and he recommends that we sort of do our work in public. So if we're working on a podcast, we would share some of the work online for people to see. If we're writing a book, we might share snippets of the book, and so on. It's one of those things where perhaps you can show bits of all kinds of things, blog posts and emails and photographs and so on. And I'm trying to do that a little bit, but I also feel, being somebody who isn't really on social media, what that means is I'm always sharing things where I'm asking for people to sign up for one thing or another, which feels a bit self-indulgent. And social media can get in a bin, obviously. So it's difficult to know how to do that in a way that feels like a nice balance between putting some of my life online and putting some of my work online. It's a tricky balance. Maybe the difficulty is I'm just trying to balance it. Maybe if I didn't try to balance it, it would be easier. It's quite windy here in SM4, not in SW17 today. SM4 is quite windy, and it's also bin day, so congratulations and hello and happy bin day to those who celebrate. But the combination of bin day and a windy day means that what I can see directly in front of me today are a load of food bins that have been blown over, having been emptied earlier today, and have sort of blown all over the road. So that's not ideal. And I was thinking that I should add wisteria to my list. I was saying yesterday that it's a sort of budlier kind of time now, and a ceanthus is out as well. The magnolias and camellias have sort of blown over, and now we're tulips and budlias. But also, mustn't forget the beautiful wisteria, which is a lovely kind of purple bunch of grapes, but in flower form, which often is trained over doorways or arches and things like that. And I was lucky enough when I was younger to live in a house that had a beautiful, magnificent wisteria growing over in front of a big porch window. Porch window? That's not quite what I mean. Anyway, there was a beautiful wisteria on our house growing up anyway. And I'm enjoying looking at all the wisterias which are in full bloom at the moment, just walking past another ceanthus. Ceanthus is sort of little blobs of blue on a bush in the UK. It's very, very pretty indeed. And we've got some water irises or something here, and loads of bluebells still. Absolutely lovely. Absolutely lovely to walk through. And it's quite a beautiful day. Quite windy, as I mentioned, but apart from that, the sky is blue, little white clouds around. Quite sad to have been to a funeral this morning of a school friend, so that's made me a little bit reflective, a little bit feeling a little bit sad this afternoon, but it also means that I'm feeling very grateful for all the people around me, really, still being with me. It's difficult being alive, isn't it, bodies? It's difficult being alive. There is a beautiful pink tree that I'm walking underneath. I wish I knew what this was. It's got sort of pink catkins. I don't think I've seen anything like this before. I don't know what it's called. Very lovely indeed. And I'm walking at the trafficy end now. And I'd love to know where you're walking as well. If you'd like to leave me a walking report via SpeakPipe, you can do that by going to walkthepod.com, leaving me 90 seconds of your beautiful voice. So members of the Lunchtime Walk Club received a Friday blog post from me this morning, sent from Patreon. And I mentioned one or two things that we've picked up about slow productivity so far, and I was also looking forward to 5 more episodes on the topic next week. So I don't put episodes out at the weekend, but what I do is I think about the topic over the weekend and see what we've learned so far and think about what I need to cover next week so that we can dive into the topic in a bit more detail. So 5 episodes to go next week, and I imagine that lots of people in the UK will be walking now because the weather really has started to turn a little bit for the better. It's actually very, very tricky to walk in the winter months. I've sort of got into the habit of it because I make this podcast, but if you are waiting for good weather, well, April is sort of a time when you could be waiting a while because it doesn't quite settle down into a pattern that you can feel is safe enough to walk in. If you're waiting for a nice day, you might think it's a nice day and then suddenly there's a hailstorm in the middle of it in the UK. That's the kind of weather we have here. Yes. That's the kind of weather we have here, I'm afraid. Walking past my neighbour's garden, who's got a wheelbarrow which has turned into a bit of a pond in the front yard. I don't know whether that's deliberate pondage or accidental pondage. Difficult to say. difficult to say. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been a bit of a somber one today, but wishing you all the best for the weekend. Some beautiful, calm and sunny weather for the weekend, please. Universe, if you could deliver that to all the poddies, I would appreciate it. And I'll have the kids this weekend, so we'll be doing something fun. I have a little plan to take them to the National Gallery, because I heard today that there is a cool game you can play as you walk around the National Gallery at the moment, so we might have a go at that. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other, and I'm very, very much looking forward to bringing you the next 5 episodes of Series 46 on slow productivity next week.